Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna tell you a little bedtime tale, legend it will become. Burgers flying out the door, sail on. Two for one, no concern for the future. Living for today. Fast food bite on your way, lay it all to waste. The masses are afflicted now. Moo, mad cow, mad cow. Mad cow, line dance song.
Hey, Sun Guy Nation, welcome to the show. Sun Guy and QT with you as usual. And I want to get into things right off the bat today. Our guest is here, and I would like to welcome back to the show now the current Women of Honor champion, the gatekeeper, Kelly Klein. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me. A lot has changed.
A lot has changed, indeed. Now, one of the things I wanted to make sure I asked you about, you won the Women of Honor Championship last month. You've made a successful defense in a street fight, no less. Every match that you have in a singles match is going to be for the Women of Honor title, you said. What's it been like finally getting to the Women of Honor Championship and being the face of the Women of Honor division?
I feel like a lot of obstacles were thrown in my way of various kinds, and it took a while for me to finally get another opportunity at the championship. So to then face the odds and pin three women in one night at the Hammerstein Ballroom was really incredible, and I think a fitting start to my reign as champion. I think that set the tone and sent a message already as to what kind of reign I'm going to have.
One of the bigger things that's going on right now with Ring of Honor is the upcoming Supercard of Honor for 2019. It will be in Madison Square Garden. It sold out in a ridiculous amount of time. First time any promotion has ran that particular venue outside of WWE in eons. What do you think the atmosphere is going to be like, not for the fans necessarily, but for the people on the show performing in front of that crowd at that venue on what promises to be a huge night for Ring of Honor?
Everybody has been anticipating that since the announcement from the fans to the talent, and even news outside of wrestling has picked up that story. So it's definitely something that has everyone's rapt attention. And all of those things that you mentioned, as well as these months and months of anticipation, really raise the stakes for what that event can and will be. I know that the audience is going to bring a lot of energy, and the talent will, the performers will as well. We have a lot of really exciting things to give us that energy and give us that drive, including the history of the building, the history making of selling out the venue. And all of those things are going to come together to make it really an incredible experience for everyone.
I think between holding the championship, going to Madison Square Garden with it sold out months in advance, and the Reds making some really great trades in the offseason, it might be a fantastic 2019 for you just in the first few months. Am I right?
It is looking good. I'm looking forward to catching some games this year, too.
You and me both, because the Reds are headed to Seattle this season.
Hey, maybe I'll have to go kill two birds with one stone, as it were, visit Seattle and catch a game at the same time.
Absolutely. That would be fantastic. Now, I do have one question from a longtime listener that they wanted to know about. My pussycat, Terry Funk, would like to know, what was it like for you wrestling her very favorite sports entertainer, Casey Carlisle?
Well, you know, Terry Funk, I know that she was your favorite, but that was before, you know, we got to know each other. And I think if you're really honest, we bonded and you have seen who the better woman is. That's me. So I recognize and I appreciate the loyalty, but come on, there's really only one number one. That's me.
She's glaring at me, but I will take that as a she'll give it some consideration. Now, one of the things that I know you have experienced in your career, I've experienced it in mine as well. Sometimes in the course of a match, somebody involved in the match will say something a little bit off that kind of makes you think, did that just really get said in the course of this match? What has been so far to date the strangest thing someone has said to you or just in general during a match?
Actually, the strangest and most unexpected thing was several years ago, Annie Social took me down and put her forearm across my face and whispered in my ear and went, "Hey, buddy." So that probably was what took me the most by surprise. Now, when I've been in the ring with you, I expect us to get off topic. So not only have you been involved in some side conversations, but you've certainly created them.
Well, I like to make conversation when I'm in the ring, you know, so sometimes the Golden Girls
keep yourself entertained.
Come up. Well, yeah. Another thing I wanted to ask you about is you're different from most of the other women on the circuit today, and I would say 95% of the men. When you wrestle, you generally wear a mouth guard in the ring. I know a lot of people up here that have tried it didn't really like having it when they wrestled for various reasons. What made you decide to try the mouth guard, and how easy was it for you to adapt when wrestling with it?
I first tried a mouth guard when I very first started wrestling because we are athletes. It's a contact sport, and it's something that really is important. It can not only the obvious protect your mouth and your teeth, but protect from concussions. So I had tried it originally, and I had a lot of trouble finding one that was comfortable. And so I abandoned it for a while. And then I had some minor chipped teeth and busted lips and things over the years. And then a few years ago, I decided to try again, and I found a mouth guard. I found a couple of different mouth guards that worked pretty well. I think that just some of the designs and technology had updated a little bit. They worked pretty well, but there were still times in a match where it would become uncomfortable. It would be difficult to breathe, and I would take it out in the middle of a match. But then I found out, and I think actually Trip Cassidy is the person who let me know about the mouth guards I use now called Sisu, S-I-S-U, and they have been by far my favorite. They are very comfortable, and you can drink, breathe, talk much more clearly than any other mouth guard. They form very comfortably, and I have not used anything else since I discovered those. And then, of course, they come in all kinds of colors. If you're interested in fashion, then you've got that going too.
Another reason why Trip Cassidy is one of my favorite people whenever I go to a locker room and he's there. Well, at this point, QT Vokes is standing by, and I'm sure he has a few questions as well, so I'm going to give things over to QT.
All right.
Well, thank you, Sungai. Welcome back, Kelly.
Thank you.
Kelly, when was the last time you were ranked by Pro Wrestling Illustrated?
The last time was the first time.
Oh. Oh, okay. Can you tell our fans what that rank was?
I was ranked number 39, right? I didn't flip that number in my head. Is that right? Do you agree? Might be being dyslexic with that nine.
Oh, all right. Northwest wrestler Coach Mike Jones sends in this question. Kelly, will you follow Sign Guy on Twitter and by doing so get him ever closer, so closer to his coveted 700 follower mark?
Where are we now?
I am at 693.
Okay, well, I want to be 700. That's the deal. I won't be 694.
Then I will work diligently to try to find six other people who will follow me on Twitter, but not literally.
But I don't want to be 701 either, so this is a very, very delicate situation.
It is. It's like you're on a Twitter tightrope.
Mm-hmm. The twight rope.
Yes. All right. Well, Kelly, did you have a chance to talk to Billy Gunn at New Year's Mayhem at Perry Hall High School?
I actually didn't. And that was really because there were a lot of people there that wanted to talk to him, of course. I had been on, I think, one other event with him years ago, and I did get a chance to speak with him briefly and watch his work. But something that I do that I really urge other people to do is, when possible and when appropriate, ask if you can just kind of sit in on other people's conversations and sort of feedback sessions, because even if you may not be able to get one-on-one direct dialogue, you can learn so much from other people, and people like him are probably often telling different people the same thing. So you can learn so much. I like to go, and if a friend of mine has a match, I will ask, is it okay if I listen to the feedback that someone gives you? And if they say, you know, they're comfortable with that, then I'll listen, see what I can learn. I will try to sit around the monitor and listen to what people in production and the trainers and agents and producers and everybody says, and you can learn that way too. So that's the kind of thing I do, is I'll cruise by, and if it's a public conversation that is appropriate for me to sort of glean from, then I will take that as well.
Wow. Okay. All right. Very good. All right. Are there any truths to the rumors that Tommy Dreamer threatened you with a Kindle stick?
Did you just make up that rumor?
Me? No. I heard this rumor out of Shelton, Washington. Yes.
What?
Yes. I have a wrestling source out in Shelton, Washington that supplies me insider information, just like
well,
the stock market.
If that happened, then I missed it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay. Did that happen?
No. Oh, I think it did. I heard that he threatened you with a mini Kindle stick. It was more like an elongated, hors d'oeuvres stick, the thing you stick in hors d'oeuvres crackers. Yes.
I don't think that's a real thing.
All right. I'll get together with Song Guy and try to clear this
up. You guys get to the bottom of that. I need to sit down with Tommy.
Yes. Oh, boy. All right. Well, Kelly, to the best of your knowledge, has Sign Guy ever mentioned the subject of the Vulcan love cycle, Pon Farr, of which Spock was affected in the ring? Has he ever mentioned this, Pon Farr?
Yes.
Ever blurted it out? He has. Oh.
Yes.
Has he blurted this Pon Farr out after getting knife edge chopped?
Well, I don't know, because I would never do such a thing to him.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're saying you would never get a Pon Farr out of Sign Guy?
No, of course not. Not me. I'm
oh, okay.
I'm much too civil.
All right. Well, Kelly, can you tell our fans if you play a musical instrument or if you have studied music theory?
Yes, I can, and yes, I do. I have played many musical instruments. I have gone to school for music, and music education, musical theater performance, vocal performance, and certainly there is a lot of music theory involved. I was learning music theory since elementary school and then through high school and college, and even have taught a little bit of music theory. My primary instruments when I was younger were clarinet, piano, a little bit of guitar, but I have also at one point or another played oboe, flute, many different percussion instruments. Oh gosh, what else? French horn. Quite the variety.
Wow. Can you tell us about your kindergarten music class that you taught?
Yes, I can. It was an emotional roller coaster. The class was at the end of the day, and they were all full-time, five-day-a-week, full-day kindergarten students who I believe didn't have a nap time. And by the end of the day, when they got to me, they were over it. And they would have, you know, a good time. And it was really a lot of fun just working with them and teaching them. But then the smallest thing could cause a meltdown. Like, I would reward a child for having a very good class, but if they couldn't get their paper certificate into their backpack, then the world was over and that was it. Or if the announcement said that it was time for car riders and that child did not have their coat zipped up yet, then they just thought that they were going to be left at school over the weekend or something. So it was a lot of fun, a lot of laughs. They were, you know, so sweet, and it's so amazing to watch children at that age learn and see what they do understand, because they really understand a lot. And it's really incredible to really see just how much they understand and can figure out and can learn. But then you also just always had to be ready to be there to calm them down, or just wrangle is a good word, to get everybody, you know, on the right track, because they could spiral out very easily, particularly at the end of the day on a Friday after a full week.
Holy smokes. Did you feel like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the movie Kindergarten Cop?
Sometimes a little bit. I can definitely relate.
Oh, okay. Now,
I won't say to which part, but.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, now, are there also any truths to the rumors out of Shelton, Washington, that you introduce the students to the two songs by Black Sabbath, Hand of Doom and Johnny Blade, or perhaps Freak on a Leash by Korn? Did you do that?
I have not done that. We currently are, you're close, and I think I see what happened here. We are working on a song called Black Snake, Where Are You Hiding? Don't You Bite Me. So maybe that's where the mix-up happened.
Oh, okay. Black Snake, Where Are You Hiding? Very good. Wow. All right. Okay. Well, Kelly, Amazing Maria, Cameron Starr, Troy Miller, and Miss Eliz are the founding members of Team Bad Knees. Now, Team Bad Knees are featured on Sign of the Guys, Sign of the Times, and are on the opposite side of the Casey Carlisle photo, where she is giving the I am in a bad mood and shouldn't be messed with photo. My question is, should we run a contest on Facebook, starting with the next Sign of the Times, a public opinion poll, if you will, to see if the Sign of the Times followers would be favorable of putting you on Team Bad Knees?
You know, I appreciate the gesture, but I have recently actually announced that I have my own Camp Klein.
Oh!
I just don't know about that. I've got to stick with my crew.
Oh, okay. All right. Good enough. Now, have you yourself have seen episode 350, the Sarah Irene edition?
I have not.
Oh, okay. Well, that's your homework assignment.
Okay.
I would hope you would watch this and then get back to Sign Guy and tell him if this is one of your top three favorites, episode 350.
I will do that.
Because eventually what I'm getting at is I'd like to see you wrestle Sarah Irene, because she has a lot of potential and has several great matches with the number one ranked Turnbuckle Turmoil wrestler, Sunny Days.
How does this ranking work? Because that's I'm questioning the math here. How is she ranked ahead of me is just my question.
Well, this was ranked a long time ago, back
mm-hmm.
in 2018. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. This is flawed. Well, I would be happy to take a look at that, and of course, I'm always happy to come out there. So, you know, if they will have me, I would love to be back.
Wow. All right. Okay. Well, you can
always up for a fight.
You can prep for your return to the Northwest by scoping out this Sarah Irene, who is pretty effervescent. Yes. Effervescent.
All right.
In fact, if I was to travel back in time and go back to the Sioux Indian tribe, I would name Sarah Irene Effervescent Elk. Yes.
Oh, well, she'll be ground elk when I'm done with her.
Whoa! Oh, boy, that's huge. Okay. Wow. That's
and I'm a vegan, crazy. So.
Oh, okay.
That's true. She
okay.
is. Well, Kelly, I know that our time with you is a little bit short, and I want to thank you for being our guest once again today. If there's anything you want to say to the listeners, plug and promote anything and everything you would want, floor is all yours.
Thank you so much. All of my social media, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram can be found at Real Kelly Klein. That is where I am sharing my information about upcoming events, my training, and my journey as I prepare for Madison Square Garden, because we are hashtag going to the garden. Since I'm your champion, come with me. I would also like to let people know to check out ROHWrestling.com. That is where you can find out all of your information about tickets, where events will be near you, what station and what time Ring of Honor will show. You can sign up there for Honor Club so that you can get all of our live streaming events, archives, and TV episodes. I would love to meet everybody. So if you take a look at that, you can find out where I will be, where I will be at meet and greets, and come on out and say hello.
Well, Kelly, once again, thank you very much for being on today. Always appreciated when you can make some time for us. I believe I just might go with you to the garden because I got a ticket, so
well,
hopefully
there
I
go.
Will see you out there.
You bringing anyone with
and
you?
And hopefully we will get you back here in the Northwest again very soon. Always a pleasure to have you out here. And fans, if you get the time to see Kelly Klein wherever she's appearing near you, definitely do so. She's absolutely one of the very best. And I need 6 people to step up and follow me on the Twitter so she can be number 700.
Not 701 either.
Oh, no.
That's right. If there's too many, then you got to start blocking people.
Yes.
I can
thank
do
you
that,
guys so
and then,
much.
You know, once you're 700, they just get unblocked and come back on, and they're 701 through.
I'll have to think about that. I don't know about these loopholes. I'm really, you know, a stickler for the rules. I don't like to, you know, use loopholes. I would never.
Oh. I occasionally
take advantage.
I occasionally do because, you know, I was brought up by Dice Man Ronnie Vegas, but, you know, it's there. It's a loophole. Why not use it?
All right. We'll see what happens. I'll keep an eye out.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, definitely get out there, support Kelly Klein, watch the Ring of Honor TV show, get the pay-per-views, become an Honor Club member like myself. She's fantastic. QT, there's some wrestling going on this week. You want to hear some shows coming up this coming week?
Okay. Yes, please.
All right. So tomorrow, actually, we'll start with tonight. Tonight, WCWO about to happen in Indianapolis at the Outlaw Arena. MCW in Joppa, Maryland. CCW over in Spokane, Washington. BWW in Kelowna, B.C. PWG in Los Angeles, California. MSWA in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And APW in Chester, South Carolina. Tomorrow night, CPW, where you can find myself, Dimitri, and QT, all in Marysville, Washington. BOW in San Antonio, Texas. XWA in Warwick, Rhode Island. GPW in Jeffersonville, Indiana. NWP in Terre Haute, Indiana. WLW in Troy, Missouri. MPW in Ralston, Nebraska. ROW in Texas City, Texas. GLCW in Cedarburg, Wisconsin. RWR in Spring, Texas. LWA in Laredo, Texas. PWA in Lancaster, Ohio. ESW in North Tonawanda, New York. And Defy Wrestling, having their two-year anniversary right here in our neck of the woods in Seattle, Washington tomorrow. QT, sounds like a lot of great shows happening all over the map.
It is, and Sign Guy, I am going to try to put in my application for a 2019 membership to the Kelly Klein Honor Club.
I think she would enjoy that. Maybe you get a certificate or something. I don't know.
Yes, I will have to be. I will have to probably put down references from my sources in Shelton, Washington. They would probably back me up.
You're going to reveal your sources?
Well, I don't know. If it was the end of time, I would reveal my sources that have been a source of inspiration and information throughout the Turnbuckle Turmoil history. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Let's reveal my source.
Oh, okay. Now, Sangay, what did you think about Christopher Ryzik's recent comments in Tacoma about where he looked out at the crowd and said, I see that your two-week gym memberships are about up. Too bad you can't stick to your New Year's Eve resolutions. He said that.
I believe he says that every single year.
Whoa. I must admit that. I know that he often would say that most of the wrestling crowd was too cheeseburgers away from a coronary.
He also said that, yeah.
Now, what's Damon James up to for the new year? Damon James.
I don't know what he's been doing in the new year. The last time I saw Damon was last month at Project 42, which was right before the new year.
Wow, Project 42, okay. Wow, that's okay. Now, Sunday,
QT, will you be there in Marysville, as I mentioned, for CPW tomorrow night?
Yes, and I'm going to try to get a llama autograph.
Okay.
That
will you
be
getting that autograph on a 8x10?
I don't know if the llama passes out 8x10s. That's a very good question to ask. Llama,
well, what do you want him to autograph?
Well, that's true. Boy, that is a good question. Maybe a plain sheet of paper.
Well, there's that. Maybe he could autograph your Ricky Ruckus shirt.
Hey, there you go. I still have the Ricky Ruckus shirt. Now, if perchance that I do get a llama autograph on my Ricky Ruckus shirt, could this shirt be featured in future Sign of the Times?
I don't see why not.
Oh, that'd be huge, yes. Now, is there any chance that Llama would sign our Turnbuckle Turmoil guest book, even though he hasn't been on the show?
No, because you have to have been on the show to sign it.
Okay. Yeah, I guess we should keep
how
it to that.
Work.
What's that?
That's how guest books work.
Okay. And I'd also like to note I'd also like to notify our listeners that if they want to, they can send in suggestions on our Hall of Fame selection person to be nominated for the Turnbuckle Turmoil Hall of Fame class of 2019.
Well, they can send it in, but that is decided amongst all of us. So,
oh, yes.
You know, they can suggest, but the fans don't select, we select. But yeah, we can definitely take suggestions.
Oh, yeah, that's huge, yes. I'd even take suggestions from Devin Bellinger. Well, maybe not. He has a lot of split personality. Yes.
He really does. He's a kind of a whack job.
Yeah, he was saying something about Fraggle Rock and Joe Pardini. Now that Joe Pardini's Eagles have lost.
I remember when Don Henley and Glenn Frey had that falling out and the Eagles didn't tour for a long time?
Oh, I never did like the Eagles.
Really?
Yeah, not at all. I'd much rather prefer the Sex Pistols and Plasmatics.
All right. Now, can we confirm if you've gotten word from Jamie Senegal about the opinion of the Plasmatics?
I have been in contact with Jamie, but he hasn't quite called back. Hopefully he was undergoing training while I sent these questions. Training. I think he'll hear back from a young Jamie Senegal.
Hopefully.
Yes. Okay, now, Sangai, can you give any of our listeners inside information on who might be in action at the Tea House in Marysville tomorrow? Any rumors?
Well, I don't like to deal in rumors, but I do know that one of the people coming into the event, a staple of CPW since the beginning, Y.T. Jones.
Hey! All right, this is fantastic. Personally, on a very serious note, I would love to see Y.T. Jones and the Llama wrestle.
I believe it is Y.T. Jones, yes.
What did they say, Y.T. Jones?
Yes. He hates that.
Damn. Oh, all right. Well, at least he got his fruit pie last week. I mean, last month.
Now, who
is
over the fruit pie for this week? I haven't seen the rankings this week.
Well, that is undergoing final analysis. Yes.
Will it be up no later than 8 a.m. tomorrow morning on the Facebook page of one Beast Barnett?
Not Beast Barnett or Paul Preston.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Oh, okay. Well, I better get going, son guy. Yes.
All right. Well, with that, we'll wrap things up a bit early today. Once again, thanks to the Women of Honor champion, Kelly Klein, for joining us. Definitely, if you have the chance to check her out, do so. She's one of the very best going right now. Hopefully, we will get her up here in our neck of the woods once again very soon. Always a pleasure to talk to Kelly, sometimes the Boot the Golden Girls. And we will be back with you Sunday afternoon. Sunday, we will be joined by Wrestle Club's own Salim Abbas, former Wrestle Club champion. Great young talent. I think you're going to enjoy him. We'll talk to you Sunday.